Their mom, Abby, had taken them to the international terminal at JFK Airport. They checked in with the help of a very nice porter, who told them, after he helped carry their bags to the counter, that he hoped they had an excellent adventure. Tess hoped they had an excellent adventure, too. Their mother then escorted them as far as she could to the security line. Tess dropped her backpack. She hugged her mother and gave her a kiss on both cheeks, since, after all, they were going to Europe, and kissing people on both cheeks was the custom there. Max just nodded when his mom smooshed his hair on the top of his head, which was a funny way she had sometimes of sending him off to school in the morning. But then he dropped his backpack too and gave her a hug and a kiss on the cheek. Then, Tess and Max were on their own. They waited patiently in line for their turn to go through the metal detector. Max went first, then Tess. For reasons Tess couldn't understand, when she walked through the metal detector, there was suddenly a very large noise as the alarm went off. She turned around. She was certain she couldn't have done that. But everyone at the checkpoint was looking at her. The TSA officer, who wasn't nearly as nice as the porter, directed her, as if it was a command, to walk back through the machine. "It must be my cap," said Tess instantly, realizing she'd forgotten to take her olive green baseball cap off. It didn't have any lettering on it at all, no advertising. It didn't draw any attention to itself, just kept the sun off, which is what Tess thought was the perfect thing for a cap. She gently placed it on the conveyor belt. "Are you wearing a belt?" the TSA officer asked her. "Nope," she shook her head, then wondered if nope was the right thing to say to a TSA officer. "Is your cell phone in your pocket?" "No," she answered. "Do you have any keys?" he asked her. "Oh," she said. She was frightened he was going to take it away from her. She pulled an old-fashioned skeleton key out of her front jeans pocket. "Of course, it's the key to my aunt's house in London," she said. This was the first lie Tess had told in a long time, but she knew she couldn't tell him what it was, really. She was frightened he might ask to see it. It was the key to the gate at the castle next door to her aunt's house in Hampshire. The key to her friend William's garden. But that seemed way too hard to explain. When Tess was packing, she'd heard William's voice so clearly. As clearly as if he was standing next to her, saying the last thing he'd said to her last summer. "Keep the key," he said. "You never know when you might need it." Tess thought it was opportune of her to take the skeleton key with her to England. That was a word their dad used, opportune. It implied it might be useful later. And Tess thought that might actually be the case, because in her experience, you never knew what could happen in England. "We need it," she said to the TSA officer, her voice pitching up a little bit when she said it. Her brother Max chimed in from the other side of the checkpoint. "We do. Aunt Evie said we should bring it." Max was lying too. The TSA officer hesitated for a moment. It felt like a long moment to Tess. "All right then," he said finally, without asking to see it. She'd been so frightened he would ask to see it. She never was quite sure what the key was going to do if she handed it to someone else. She remembered what had happened when Max had found it by mistake last summer, and it had turned bright red and burned his hand. "Is this your backpack?" he asked. The TSA officer pointed to a kid-sized version of a military green backpack, sitting alone at the end of the conveyor belt that in fact belonged to Tess. "Do you think you could put that key in your luggage where it belongs?"
"Yes, sir," she said.
He handed it back, around the X-ray machine, and watched while she unzipped the side pocket, carefully dropped the key in, and zipped the pocket back up. She realized she'd been holding her breath.
She had been so frightened that he might confiscate it. Another one of those grown-up words that meant, take it away.